The Guardian.
There's 70,000 pupils in alternative provision, and they might be have been excluded from school or about to be excluded from school. They may have medical problems or behavioural problems. Apparently, kind of, it's quite a substantial number of pupils who are school phobic who attend pupil referral units.
So why has the government at this stage decided that they can no longer be the best way of treating kids who simply can't, for whatever reason, attend mainstream schools?
The results are appalling. Only 1% of pupils coming out of pupil referral units gets 5 A stars to C, which is the government benchmark on GCSEs, compared with 50% nationally. And although they are the hardest pupils to teach, they have the biggest problems, they should be doing better than that.
Now, some of the critics, namely the NUT, smell a rat, and they say that any kind of privatisation in education is not acceptable, even though the government have said they're going to invest money, and that this kind of service should not be outsourced.
Well, it is a very significant moment, really. It's the first time whole school-age institutions will be delivered by private sector organisations, and crucially, that they will be allowed to make a profit. It's pretty taboo for schools that are not allowed to make a profit, regardless of who runs them, when they're on state funding. When we asked Ed Balls about this yesterday, he was clear that it already happens in youth offending institutions, that there are private companies delivering youth offending institutions. But it's the first time in education. We asked him who would do it, and he talked about some of the sponsors behind academies perhaps moving into this sector.
So what form would these new institutions take? Would they be a different kind of school altogether? Offline learning or online learning has been suggested, hasn't it?
Yeah, there was some talk of virtual learning, some kind of internet-based classrooms, but also this idea of studio schools, which has caught quite a lot of people's imaginations. And these are small workshop-based schools. They might be mechanics or plumbing workshops. And pupils are actually employed by the institution as well as training there. And once they're 16, they can actually earn a small wage for being there. And they've been trialled around the world, and they're shown to be kind of quite effective for the most difficult to teach children.
And if, as has been suggested by the Association of Teachers and Lecturers, behaviour is getting worse, do you think this is one remedy that might work?
Well, the crucial thing about all of this is the government wants many more pupils to come into contact with these institutions, but at an earlier stage. So rather than them being this kind of sin bin for excluded pupils, it will be a place where pupils can take time out from mainstream schools and spend some time having more focused learning.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.